Nolte, CNN wants us horrified that Trump is skeptical of intelligence briefing. By John Nolte on December 4, 2019. Far-left CNN, which has essentially become a mouthpiece for the CIA and deep state, wants us to be horrified over President Trump's skepticism during intelligence briefings. Former official says Trump often refused to believe his intelligence briefings. The CNN headline reads, and then comes the horror story. One of President Donald Trump's most common responses to intelligence briefings is to doubt what he is being told, former Deputy Director of Intelligence Susan Gordon said Tuesday. Gordon, an intelligence veteran of more than 30 years, said Monday that Trump had two typical responses to briefings. One, I don't think that's true, Gordon told the Women's Foreign Policy Group. The one is I'm not sure I believe that, Gordon continued. And the other is the second order and third order effects. Why is that true? Why are we there? Why is this what you believe? Why do we do that? Those sorts of things. Then we get to the ridicule. She also noted that Trump arrived in the White House without the framework or foundation that presidents usually have to understand and analyze intelligence reports. He was the first president in my experience that had no foundation or framework to understand what the limits of intelligence are, what the purpose of it was in the way that we discuss it, Gordon said. Gordon suggested that the president's intelligence briefers not only faced a challenge because of Trump's lack of familiarity with the world of intelligence, but also because he consumes information and hears opinions that aren't as carefully vetted as an intelligence product. Because he is probably the first president that arrived with no framework and a world that has massively available information with infinite people offering opinion that oftentimes sound the same, but in fact are grittier because they don't have to have the same standard, Gordon said. This desired framework is obviously the one crafted by our so-called intelligence community. And it's now a bad thing for a president to look elsewhere for information. In other words, Trump's on the internet too much reading right-wing conspiracy theories. Listen, I have written about this before, but I don't feel as though I will ever be able to say it enough. I've made plenty of mistakes since taking to the interweb.nets to make a living. But nothing embarrasses me more than my vigorous support for the war in Iraq. Thankfully, I was not on a huge platform at the time, but still. Man. I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker, I fell for it. I was the company's man and I was wrong, so terribly, horribly wrong. I should have known better, I should have been more skeptical. And now here we are, almost 20 years later, still, over there. One of the reasons I cast my vote to hire Trump was exactly for the reason CNN wants me to be horrified. Because he is highly suspicious of the deep state's self-perpetuating bullshit. Hillary Clinton isn't called a warmonger for no reason. And she was the chief cheerleader for America's biggest foreign policy debacle in decades. Even bigger than Iraq, her backing, once again at the behest of the so-called intelligence community, of the Arab Spring. Remember Obama and Hillary in the Arab Spring? Not only did the so-called intelligence community miss the Arab Spring, the idiots assumed it was a good thing, a popular democratic uprising. And with the Arab Spring came Libya, the Obama administration's absolutely disastrous decision to back the removal of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Even worse than Iraq, this decision threatens Western civilization. For it uncorked North Africa, which resulted in a literal invasion of Europe by millions and millions who have no desire to assimilate to Western liberal values. This also violated America's promise to leave Gaddafi alone after he voluntarily gave up his WMD and nuclear programs. And you can bet that broken promise is a huge stumbling block when it comes to disarming North Korea. And why shouldn't it be? Would you trust us after that? The CIA front known as CNN wants me to be horrified by Trump's reaction to these briefings. But I am not only thrilled by this news, I can see the results. It's called peace and prosperity, our first era of peace and prosperity since 9/11. And that undoubtedly is due to Trump's wariness of CIA bullshit. Wasn't it just a few weeks ago that the so-called intelligence community said that pulling out of Syria was Trump committing an act of genocide? And then Trump left anyway and the only thing that broke out was peace along the Turkey-Syria border for the first time in more than 100 years. I am tired of endless wars. I am tired of CNN's sick idea of patriotism being tied to believing the so-called intelligence community. I am tired of the CIA's arrogance and election meddling. I'm still horrified by the thought of the messes of President Hillary would have gotten us into while CNN cheerleaded the whole way. And I am thrilled by Trump's foreign policy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.